www.citr.ca. That was Likey Lee from her. It's actually a single of hers. It was called Until We Bleed. Her new album, Youth Novels, is out, so you can check that out. She's a great Swedish newcomer who's bursting onto the scene. She's really popular right now.
Yeah, she's been around for a couple of years now, but love her. She's very fresh. Really, really enjoy her sound. And she's done some great things recently with Invisible Children, a charity that we spoke about, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Yesayer's involved with them as well, but she's traveling to Uganda, I think in the summer, to focus on, I guess, child soldiers and kind of like raising awareness for that in Uganda. So pretty interesting project.
She's doing that with the polymorphic sphere and who else is it? Yesayer?
Yeah.
So it's gonna be a great documentary. They're talking about in the style of Love Logo Tech. Who, if you haven't seen Love Logo Tech, and I just keep on keeping on about it because I love it so much. They do they film impromptu shows just anywhere around Paris and in the States as well, of some pretty prominent indie artists doing little shows around town in front of the Eiffel Tower on a moving tour bus in the Parisian metro. So what they want to do with this video that they're making is take these three artists through Uganda and just film them their impromptu music along the way and get them to meet the children and sort of bring awareness that way.
Yeah, it's a very interesting project, so pretty cool. And before that was LCD Sound System with a single that they just put out called Drunk Girls. And for those that don't know, LCD Sound System is the musical project of American producer James Murphy. And he's currently touring the UK, where he's very popular, and playing Sasquatch this year as well. And he contributed to the charity compilation that we've talked about a couple times. It's called Causes 2, and it raises funds towards putting an end to the genocide in Darfur. So another interesting project. Up next, I'm really looking forward to this next song. It's pretty rocking. We're going to play The White Stripes, a song off their latest release that was released in a box set as well. It's the soundtrack to the documentary that they filmed called Under Great White Northern Lights. They'd never actually toured Canada, and then they decided what they were going to do is play in every single province in little tiny towns, really small venues. They played small venues to a couple hundred people, in small little towns on the East Coast. They played some stadiums. They played impromptu shows on a bus. A really cool tour. So they documented it and made a DVD out of it. And this track is from the CD that they released as the soundtrack. So it's pretty, pretty cool. Before we get to the song, though, I wanted to talk a little bit about Jack White and the contribution that he just made to Detroit.
Yeah, that's amazing. He just recently donated $170,000 to a baseball park that he used to play in when he was a youngster. The funds aided the restoration of the park and allowed for the park to remain open, so it sounded like it was nearly going under, unfortunately.
Yeah, and so those that don't know, Jack White is from Detroit, and I actually just saw a program on TV, I think it was last week, about Detroit and focusing on Detroit because it's really, really run down. A lot of areas are, most of the buildings are boarded up. Mm. And in some of those boarded up communities, there's, you know, families here and there that still do remain in some of the homes, but for the most part, they're boarded up. And I'm talking huge areas of the city. And the current mayor is actually talking about asking these people to move out of these communities and just basically doing away with that area of the city. The idea is so that they can focus the resources on where most of the population lives. Like there's parts of the cities where very few people live and most of the buildings are just boarded up. And
it's a ghost town.
Yeah, pretty much. Wow. Pretty much. So it was pretty interesting. I can't remember the name of it. I just caught the last couple minutes of it, but it was pretty cool. So, and I've been to Detroit a number of times, and, you know, in certain parts it's a pretty hurting city. But enough about that. Let's get to the music. So here's the White Stripes. It's a live version of Seven Nation Army on Are You Aware? We'll be right back.
don't fade so fast. My hands are on fire, hands are on fire. I ain't got no more time for all you charlatans and liars. Well, I guess I'm doing all right since I've found my own way. These couches sure are comfy, the salon de refuse, and my hands are on fire, hands are on fire. I ain't got no more time for all you charlatans and liars. Sun. Says to me there's room up here for each and every one. Every dream I ever loved is pushing me up higher. My hands are on fire, my hands are on fire. I have a friend, Jamie, and he sang to me this verse. But I'm so far behind that I think I'm first. My hands are on fire, are on fire. Ain't got no more time for all you charlatans and liars. I fly on homemade wings up into the sun. Seems to me there's room up here for each and every one. Every dream I ever loved is pushing me up higher. Field of truth, hold your burning hands up, the emblems of eternal youth. If love can win battles as well as lies and swords, if God is in the details, the devil makes us bored. I fly on homemade wings up into the sun. Seems to me there's room up here for each and every one. Every dream I ever loved is pushing me up higher.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Mild apprehension, blank dreams of the coming fun, distort the odds of a turnaround. Blood screams out next to none.
Inside a corpse, ages stuck together. Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others have fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Just after 7:22 on this lovely Thursday, that was Los Furios with Run Devil Run, a great local ska band. I love their sound, great energy at their live shows, and they've played
Oxfam's Music for Change.
Music for Change, yeah.
They did a couple of years ago, and that song is from their the same album name, Run Devil Run, and they are actually playing on the 21st of May at the Railway Club with the Bone Daddies and, I don't know how to say this one, the Elixirs. And they've also, they're huge in Mexico. I keep hearing about them going down to Mexico and doing tours down there.
Cool.
So Canadian ska is heading south.
Yeah, I've seen the Elixirs play before, actually, too. So that'd be a good show. And the Railway Club, great venue.
Yeah, it's really intimate. So that's the 21st of May, 2010. So check it out.
Check out Los Furios. And then before that, we had MGMT with Flash Delirium from their latest album called Congratulations that was just released April 13th of this year. So that was their, that album's a big follow-up for them from their smash hit, Oracular Spectacular, their debut album that just was a smash hit, I'm going to say. So
I think there's a lot of pressure for bands when they have their sophomore album after their, I guess it's the freshman album. I don't know about the American high school concept that they use for talking about albums, but yeah, I think when a band has had such a huge, not only independent but commercial success with a band with their first album, there's a lot of pressure to deliver for their second album, and so far it sounds pretty good.
That's actually the only song I've heard off it, but I've read reviews and apparently they've gone in a totally different direction than their first album, which, you know, kudos to them for doing that. A lot of bands would be scared to try out something, a new sound, so to speak. So apparently don't expect what you heard on the first album on the second album. But I'm going to give the whole album a listen for sure.
Definitely.
And they recently just announced that they're auctioning off the monster costumes and props from their video for Kids, which was off their first album. And the proceeds of bidding will go to the Children Art Foundation.
Yeah, which is a fantastic art foundation or organization. It's incorporated in New York State with the aim to promoting the artistic development of underprivileged, disenfranchised, or disabled school-aged children by providing them with opportunities for artistic expression, public display of their artwork, and financial educational support and participation in cultural exchange. So it's really good to see MGMT supporting the youth of their state.
Yeah, and how fitting with using the props from their video for Kids, supporting kids. So great cause. And then going way back before that, we had Old Man Ludecky, which I hopefully pronounced correct, with a track from his new album that was called Rear Guard. And the new album is called My Hands Are on Fire and Other Love Songs, which was also just released in 2010. And he's actually a Juno Award-winning Canadian singer-songwriter. Plays the banjo quite well. He's from Nova Scotia. And he recently supported Street Kids International.
Yeah, that was founded in 1988 they have offices in Toronto, Canada, and London, and the United Kingdom. It's through their worldwide network of frontline nonprofit organizations. They train youth workers to deliver their programs. They strive to help street youth develop business skills and health knowledge to better their lives. So this theme this week has been around homelessness and street kids and stuff like that. That was quite unintentional.
Yeah, almost. I guess we did a homeless street kids special tonight without even really realizing it. But I hope you people out there and everyone listening is has been enlightened a little bit about that. And you can find out more about Street Kids International at www.streetkids.org. We've got one more show for the
one more song
for the show.
We both had too many beers last night at Yesaya. Before we talk about the last song of the day, I wanted to sort of put a plug out for next week. We actually have some plants and animal tickets to give away next week. Do not ring now because you're not going to get them.
Oh, this is called advertising.
It is called advertising, trying to encourage you to listen to next week's show. So we will have some tickets for their May 5th show. To give away next week on the show. And I'll be all on my lonesome for the next 3 weeks.
I'm heading out of town.
Christian has to head out of town for work, so you'll just hear my dulcet tones. I'm going to be trying to organise a couple of interviews to have some people in the studio so I don't feel too lonely. Unfortunately, we have to end the day on a bit of a down note. There was a bit of a tragedy, a huge tragedy that happened on the weekend.
In the local music scene, yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people have heard about it, but You Say Party, We Say Die's drummer, Devin Clifford, collapsed on stage, I think it was last Friday at the Rickshaw Theater in Vancouver, and died the next morning, reportedly from complications that arose from a sudden brain hemorrhage. So really tragic. Sounds like he was a really great human being, great person. Not only was he a great drummer, though, he actually also did work for the Portland Hotel Society, mm-hmm. which is a local charity.
It's an amazing society that tries to get shelter and permanent stay for homeless people. Mm-hmm. It is a theme. So, yeah, hearts really go out to the rest of the band members at You Say Party, We Say Die. I'm sure that they're dealing with a lot of grief right now. And we wanted to pay tribute to a great musician, but a great man as well. So our last song for today is Glory by You Say Party, We Say Die on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak. Oh, so that is. Let me just take a look around.
Fleet brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. As well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
This is Bleak in the studio at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada, don't you know? And tonight, I'm going to play some special things that I've just been listening to recently. And yeah, believe it or not, I have a theme tonight. A lot of it's going to be based on the old school electro that I've been hearing being remade these days. I think it's a great thing. I have a few things that I'm going to start with. Now, even as I speak, I'm going online to try and find you something that I need to read. So bear with me a little bit here. I have before me also, the International Record Store Day fell on the weekend, and I was at... one of those venues, a couple of them actually, but the one I went to in particular was Scratch, because I knew that Luke was playing there with a noise band I still don't know the name of. That's terrible. And so I went there and checked out some vinyl, and then I recommended the Mayfair set to Luke's partner Mo. And they ended up getting that and rather like it. And then Luke pointed out a Moon Duo disc to me. And I went, okay, I guess I'll buy it on your recommendation. And that thing is fire. Great stuff. So we're going to be getting into some Moon Duo. Going to hear the new Blank Dogs. And I saw Blank Dogs on the weekend as well. I think it was a pretty full weekend. And the Cosmetics, who we heard as well, opened for Blank Dogs. And also got some Mode Modern. And I met the guy from Mode Modern at the Blank Dogs show. So it all sort of ties into quite a eventful weekend. But also saying goodbye to Devin from You Say Party, We Say Die. And so a lot of this goes out to him and the people that are left. So, now, let me go back to the computer here, because I want to bring this up. Glitter Best by Glowmag. And I don't want this to play yet, but I want to read this to you. Jeremy Blake, Teresa Duncan, Malcolm McLaren soundtrack, Glitter Best. This is the soundtrack I created for an unfinished film project by the late Jeremy Blake. Jeremy and his longtime partner Teresa Duncan wrote the text for this biographical fine art film.